Hello, this is a bit of a shorter episode because we had the live show this weekend. I am working through it. It will hopefully be up in the next few weeks, but it'll probably take a little bit of time. This is a few random scenes that I've had just sitting on my laptop for a while. So enjoy them, and we'll see you next week or something. Thank you very much. Bye. Welcome back to Dumbracken.
Boys weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boys,
yeah.
Boys.
Okay, but I kind of wanted to be respectful. I know it's really nice we're celebrating my daughter's christening and having a boys weekend like this.
Mm. She's not coming, is she?
No, she's not.
She'll ruin the vibe.
I was going to have it in my backyard, and she likes to play out there. That's okay.
Can she party?
Yeah.
I mean, she's several months old, so yeah.
All right.
And you let her play out in the backyard already, it seems?
Yeah, she likes the feeling of grass.
She'll be sleeping a lot. Babies sleep a lot, don't they? Yeah, yeah, you know.
They find a lot.
Well, not if it's a boys' weekend. You won't be sleeping.
Yeah. When you told us about this, I thought it was going to be that, you know, we were going to be going somewhere, you know, exotic. You know, I didn't think it was going to be in your back garden. I thought it was going
to
be.
Have you been to his back garden though?
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
I love that.
Dude's got swings. Dude's got slides.
I got rid of the slide.
Oh man, what?
But everything else is still there.
Why did you get rid of the slide?
Just it didn't go with the patio. You know?
He's right.
You know,
sometimes
slides just don't go with patios.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought we were going to hit, like, the big city.
Don't all make as much money as you.
What?
We don't all make as much money as you do.
Look, I know.
We can't all go to the big city every time one of our children get Christian.
Look, you bring this up all the time. This is unfair. Just because I haven't had kids, that was my choice, and I just didn't want to have kids, and I just, you know, I've got extra money because of it. Like, you know.
You are ruining the vibe of my weekend.
I know, and you always say that to me again as well. I know, I'm always the one who's a bit
more... Could you not just get over the fact that you're barren? Could you not just, like, you know, move on with your life and be happy for your friends who have beautiful little daughters who like to play in the grass?
Speaking of, can I bring my daughter if your daughter's there?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
They don't get on.
She's a buzzkill.
She cannot party.
No, she can. She's a nerd. I hate it.
That's her mother's influence.
How could her mother influence her if she's not around?
She can come, though.
Is she invited?
Her mother? Yeah, I invited her. Is that okay?
Has she said yes?
Oh, yeah. She was first to RSVP.
Really?
This is not really a boys' weekend anymore. No.
I didn't realize you were sending out...
She's one of the boys!
I didn't realize you were sending out, like, written invitations. I didn't actually get one.
Can I have her number?
So, when's a good time for me to go around and clean the paintings? Like, can I do it while there are visitors in? Or do I have to wait until closed? Because I'd like to kind of get away promptish.
Oh. Well, if you think you can perform the task whilst people are here, yeah, you can certainly do that.
That's okay.
If you can be discreet enough, as long as you don't... If you take one painting down one at a time.
Oh, I'm needing to remove them.
Yes, yes, yes. Remove them,
put
on gloves. I was
just walk along with the duster.
Oh.
I can disguise myself as a gallery goer myself. Oh. I can take photos and then not take photos on the paintings that have no photography permitted symbols, but I can just have the duster and people aren't the wiser.
Interesting. So you would just be a clientele of the museum dusting.
You are paying me. I am on your books.
Yes. No, of course, yeah.
We don't Making sure that we're on the same page.
Don't want to have another scandal about pay. No. No, we don't.
So I'll do a round on the duster, and then I'll do a round on the disinfectant spray.
I mean, I would really rather you took each painting out, used gloves, and used the very specific spray that we provide you with. It is, in fact...
Still disinfecting.
Yes, it is disinfecting,
and this
sure.
is a lot cheaper. It's Dettol.
Yeah, but the one we give you, you don't have to pay for, and is a special kind which won't corrode the paintings.
Well, I thought the money that you're saving on cleaning products you could put into my ingenuity and... Give me a pay rise.
If you don't destroy anything, we'll maybe talk in your first week. Okay? Could you get through?
No. If I don't destroy anything starting from this point?
Yes.
Great. Clean slate.
Clean slate. Don't destroy.
Not a broken slate.
Nope. You already destroyed broken slate. Don't destroy clean slate.
Hey, Amen.
Amen. Brother Robinson, what would you like to speak about this week? I believe you had a couple of discussions in the Discord.
Oh, God.
The Umbrakan Cord, as I like to call it.
Discord is really
I'm
good.
I'm in that every day.
Every amen. Single day.
Can we get
amen.
An amen
Thank
for Discord?
Jesus
amen.
Discord. Amen. Thank you, amen. For the Discord.
Amen. Amen. Thank
but apologies,
Jesus.
Brother Robinson, please.
Now, can
please
I just say, now I love the Discord just as much
amen
as the Lord
for the
Jesus
Discord.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen. For the Discord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the Discord.
And I've been praying and praying for the Discord every single day.
Always praying for the Discord.
Can I get prayer remotes in the chat?
But, so Jesus help me. I've seen some cussing going on.
What?
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
And I won't say anything more.
Someone said something called getting pwned. Have you ever heard about getting pwned?
Getting pwned?
Getting pwned.
Getting
my
pwned.
Son has been saying I've been getting pwned every night.
Yeah, and I thought getting pwned was receiving the load.
Receiving the
load. Is it receiving the load?
Receiving the load, Jesus.
Amen.
If you were like
Lord.
A pwned of the Lord.
I want to receive the pwned of the Lord every night.
You want to be a pwned
now,
of the Lord.
Fellow congregants, I don't think we know what pwned means.
Oh, Lord. Do we not? I thought it was a beautiful poem from class, like
brother.
A psalm.
Share, brother. What does pwned mean?
No, I can't even utter the words. Why don't you ring one of your grandchildren?
I don't talk to my grandchild no more.
Why?
Can I ring
he
my son?
He got a piercing. He got an eyebrow piercing. He don't talk to him no more. He's got an eyebrow piercing. He's
he got an
the
eyebrow
devil.
Piercing. Which eyebrow?
Yeah, both of them.
Both
well,
of the eyebrows.
He's dead to the Lord.
Like the horns of the devil.
That's a straight one and the gay one. Oh, my God.
Bisexuality.
I'll ring my son. My son is a good Christian man. My son is a good Christian man.
Will you ring your son, please? Ask
I'm
him what
my son
means.
Ram.
Ring, ring.
What's
Tom,
that? Is
rang,
that
rang.
All we're calling is a
Tommy, are you on the phone? Tommy, I'm trying to ring you.
Dad, why are you calling me on Discord?
Hey, put him on speaker. Put him on speaker.
I'm putting him on speaker. You're on speaker with the church, honey.
Why am I on speaker with the church?
Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, guys. What's going
say
on?
Say hi to Brother Frederick.
Hello, Brother Frederick. What's going on?
Hey,
why
Tommy.
Are you calling me?
We have a question to ask you because you're a young person.
Tommy, it's date night. Why are you answering the phone on date night?
If the church calls, I gotta answer, you know
you
that.
You can't answer the phone. You're
Tommy, who's there with
the
you, Tommy?
Who's there with you, Tommy?
It's nobody. It's nobody. It's
oh, I'm sorry, nobody to you there.
Honey.
Oh,
honey,
Tommy,
who is that?
Tommy, who's
there? This is Tommy's father.
Oh, I'm gonna be nobody to him real soon. Don't
this
you worry
this is Tommy's
about
father.
No.
Who is there?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy. Tommy, are you hanging out with that no good Jeremy again?
Jeremy, he's the devil.
Jeremy is not the devil.
Jeremy? Clarkson.
Devil.
I didn't think I was gonna say this to you, Dad, but I'm in love with Jeremy.
I'm in this Discord call.
No, hang on.
I wait.
Now,
Brother
Tommy,
Frederick has something
Jeremy,
he would like to say.
Can I ask, Tommy, are you poning Jeremy?
Are you boss poning?
Dad, I didn't want you to find out like this, but I am boss poning Jeremy. We're boss poning.
You
every
told
night.
Me you would never do it like a boss.
I've been doing it like a boss, Dad.
And can I just clarify for the church meeting? Could you just give a queef, Dad? Queef?
A queef is when air comes out of the vagina.
No, we know that. We know that from last
oh,
week.
Oh, Lord.
Can you give us a queef?
Jesus Christ. Kill Discord.
A quick definition of Discord.
This is for you.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I
don't
tell me that.
I bring us back to something biblical like Poland. Wait, you still haven't explained.
We never got the answer. Someone else bring their grandkids.
You know, Lily.
You don't think
Lily,
I'm gonna tweet down the phone like that one?
Lily, you got girl grandkids. Bring one of your girl grandkids.
Bring one of your girl grandkids.
Okay.
I like them.
Okay, I'm gonna ring her. I'm gonna ring her. I'm gonna.
Granny, are you alright?
Hello.
Hey, put her on speaker.
Are you alright?
Right. All I'm gonna say is, don't pwn or tweet down the phone. You're on speaker with the bishop.
Sorry, it's so late. It's past my bedtime.
Darling, what's your name again? What's your name again?
I know you're 12. I know you have 8th grade tomorrow, but this is important. I'm at a late night mass.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to work out something real little. What is pony?
It's like a little horse.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amazing Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Elizabeth, who you on the phone to? It's Granny.
I told you, you're not allowed that phone at night.
It's Granny. Granny,
Jeremiah,
me.
I told you, do not be shouting at my grandbaby.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mama. I'm so sorry.
Say sorry to Jesus. He's the one you have to answer to.
I'm sorry, Jesus, and I love you, Mama.
Thank you, Jeremiah. God, you're a good boy. I love
God,
my son.
God, your grandkids are so good.
I know.
So
good. I know.
You must have raised them right.
Amen. I raised them real good and right. I raised them
praise
in the Lord of Jesus. Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Be they be blessed.
Thank praise
you, Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
Be. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Can I go back to sleep?
Yeah, you go ahead, sweetheart.
Love you, Granny.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Michael, checking in on the cleaning routine. I haven't destroyed a painting.
You sprayed disinfectant on a very still man's face. So, yeah, by our agreement, here's your money. Didn't destroy anything?
No, I didn't, yeah. I mean, there was the incident with a man, but also I uncovered a, because there was another painting underneath.
Wait.
I sprayed it and the paint...
Underneath the man, or are we
no,
onto a different
no,
thing?
No, on a canvas.
Okay.
I sprayed it, I wiped it, might have been a bit too heavy-handed.
Oh no.
And now the landscape has become a portrait.
Oh no, okay, when I...
As in, like, a picture of scenery has now become a picture of a person.
Oh, when I bought this art gallery over, the previous owner had said that some of these had been owned by Hitler.
Oh.
And had to be painted over.
Shit.
And I thought it was a joke because he's not a comedian, so naturally it was going to be bad.
I didn't think Hitler did portraiture.
I don't know. I didn't live in history, so I can't tell you what he did or didn't do. I'm just going on the hearsay of one.
Yeah, and
not
you're going
funny.
On the hearsay. You haven't actually looked at the painting.
Okay.
We're
not Nazis.
Am I bringing you to see the painting now?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So there it is.
Oh my God.
Because it does look a lot like the Mona Lisa.
That's a Hitler, all right.
I would just say, it's fine if they were owned by Hitler. I feel like we're okay taking stuff from Hitler.
I appreciate your input, and I'm sorry for spraying that on your face, sir.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a damn cloth.
Sir, the fact that it was owned by Hitler and we bought it means we put money directly into Hitler's pockets. We paid money for something Hitler owned. And that is a damn Hitler-owned Mona Lisa.
I just don't think we should destroy art because Hitler liked this.
It's too late. It's time. Get the incinerator.
No, but hold on. No, I see what you're doing. You're trying to destroy the image so then you can say that I destroyed the painting.
No, I've given you your pay for this week. You're fine. You're safe.
What
I
about
just
for
don't...
next week? Give me a guarantee.
Okay, if I destroy this painting, it's not on you. I just don't want some Nazi...
But am I the reason for the painting being destroyed because I cleaned it too hard?
No.
Okay.
You're the savior of this town. I don't want people to come in and say I'm a fan of Hitler. I just can't take that rap again.
Sir, are you going to leak this story to the newsletter? Oh, shit. You hadn't even thought of that before I
no,
said
it. No, not really.
Yeah, because they'll give you a lot of money if you do that. So please don't do that before we can incinerate this.
I mean, maybe if you slip me one of the paintings, I could forget about it.
What about this one?
Go for a cheap one.
I'll give you the Hitler-owned...
Yeah, I'm. That sounds,
Mona Lisa.
That sounds great.
And it's gone from us. And I'm not giving you any money for it.
I also don't
it.
Think Mona Lisa didn't, true. She's not an artist, I believe.
What? That's not a self-portrait?
It's just... It's not a... This art gallery has some amazing paintings given its curator doesn't seem to know much about...
I'm not the curator, I'm the owner.
This dinner, is it like smart casual, smart fog machine? What kind of setup is it?
Sorry, what was that last bit?
Smart casual, that's sort of like a shirt, but you know, like a nice iron shirt with like smart trousers, but not like a business outfit. That's what smart casual is.
No, but what was after that? What came after that? You said something, it was just something
smart, like you could dress for a wedding, so you know, formal might be
no,
better,
no, but after that,
a fog machine, you know, like sort of. Event where a fog machine would be appropriate. Or dry ice. It doesn't have to be a fog machine.
Oh,
Do you wear the fog machine? Or do you just carry it around?
If they can see what you're wearing, your fog machine is not good enough.
I'm very confused by this as well. Yeah, is it a thing that you have to like put it into your clothes? Or is it an item of clothing itself? Or is it that you just bring it with you? And just...
Okay, guys, I feel like you guys were raised in a farm or barn or something like that. It's just an event.
I grew up on a houseboat.
That's not a thing. A fog machine event.
You know I grew up on a bog.
Do you want me to explain what a fog machine is or not?
Yes.
What I'm interested in is, like, you mentioned certain events are like events that you would be appropriate for a fog machine. What sort of events?
This is a dinner in a house, not in the club.
Yeah.
Where there might be a required fog machine or a dry ice machine.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah. You guys are biting my head up.
It's look, so hard
should,
to get
should
in.
I bring my fog machine or not?
Well, hang on. But,
it's a yes or no.
But are you imagining that you bring a fog machine, something like stars in their eyes, introducing, and they walk through the fog machine? Is that what you, is that
it's
how you
just
use it?
It's sometimes like the fog machine you have at home isn't sufficient, so people need to bring their own fog machines to help produce enough fog.
No, I understand the idea of bringing a fog machine to make a fog, but I've never seen it in the reference of going to a house party.
I mean it makes sense in the club.
Yeah.
How old are you that you're saying the club?
He said the club. That's the name of the club.
Is it really?
Yeah,
how could her mother influence
her? Yeah, I know.
So hang on. Do we have to set it up before we get in, and then we announce our arrival, we ring the doorbell, set off the fog machine, and then...
Jonathan, why are you asking me? I'm asking if we should do this.
Do you want to make a big entrance? Is this it? Is this what this is about?
Yeah.
I want to come dressed appropriately, so I need to know whether it's smart casual, formal, or fog machine attire.
If you bring a fog machine, what are you going to be wearing?
High-vis jacket.
So, Brother Frederick, what was all this poning about?
Well, you know what? Now I see the light of Jesus. I see poning in a whole different light. And I see poning in that Discord chat. I say, hey, pone away.
May I move a motion? Can I move a motion?
Move a motion.
May we open a pone emote in the chat?
Absolutely. Absatrilogens.
I love to emote to Jesus.
Now, might I say too. That on the grand chessboard of life, aren't we all God's pawns?
Amen.
Oh, my God, amen. Oh, my God, that is so true.
We all, thank you, only one of us can be a bishop. Some,
amen.
But all the rest of us are just little pawns.
We must follow in the light of God. Yeah.
The bishop may move diagonally. He sees beyond us.
He sees beyond us.
We can only move one step.
He sees through us. He sees beyond us.
We're diagonal.
He sees above us.
But I will not believe in no king nor queen.
No, but, no. But when we get to the end,
Royalism's bad.
We become a queen.
We become a queen. We
or a bishop.
Or
I wasn't aware of that rule of chess.
And Jesus is the same level as the president of the United States.
That's true.
Why he is.
Jesus on the chessboard.
Because he would destroy the game. He'd
all
be
powerful.
Too good.
Amen.
And I don't like how many Russians are playing chess.
I don't like it.
Damn Soviets.
Communists. Do you know the Soviets love? They love chess, Scrabble, and steal my wages.
I think they've been stealing Teresa's wages for way too long.
They've been stealing my wages for way too long. I'm sick of the comments.
They're stealing their wages. I hate it.
I would like to make a confession towards God. I have been the person stealing your wages.
The bishop!
What? I've been feeding them back into the church. I'm
what
so sorry.
What the hell? I couldn't feed my kids. They had to.
But I must say, I
your
did
kids
do
are
it.
Doing great.
I did do
her
it for the Russians.
Jeremiah just ate apples. That's why he's so bland.
That's a feminine nom-a-nom. I think I'm using that right.
That sounds like a word doing the worst unto God.
Bishop, why did you choose me? Why did you steal my wages?
I did do it for the Russians. And they do not like
no.
you.
Call me.
You know what? We can baptize that out of you. You go
please,
down to the river.
Please, Jesus, let the bishop become a capitalist. I can't be dealing with
Jesus,
the communists.
Please.
As I place my hand on the bishop's chest, Lord, please bring all that communism out of him.
Protect and save him.
Pull it out of him.
Amen.
To your land, Jesus.
Because the devil's red.
And suck it right out of him. Suck it hard.
Suck that man.
Oh, yeah.
Suck him.
All that communism out. What you feel?
Do you want to be a landlord now?
I did not want to partake in any of that right now. That was very unfair.
No!
How do you feel about the serfs?
If anything, I feel more untowards the Russians than before.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God bless us.